This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me for the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. And joining me today on the Community Matters program are members of the United Fund campaign and the other member agencies of the United Fund campaign, some of the United Fund campaign agencies. And we're going to be talking about the United Fund campaign, their Torchlight campaign, with a increased goal this year of up to now $700,000. We're going to talk about the need for the increase that's become this year, and we're going to talk about the impact that these funds can, you know, have benefiting all these organizations, because there are a lot of organizations out there in the community that benefit from the United Fund. And actually, we're here today with Kim Holt from Family Services of Warren County, and they're one of the agencies that is part of the United Fund here. And so, Kim, thank you for taking the time to join us. Lacey as well, thank you for taking the time to join us. I am very excited to be able to talk to you today and kind of learn a little bit about how Family Services benefits from the funds that come in from the Torchlight campaign, and how, you know, Family Services is able to use that money in a way that benefits the whole community. So, Kim, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much, Aaron, for having me. It's my pleasure.
Torchlight campaign is a very big deal this year. It, you know, is increased a little bit up to $700,000, which we've just mentioned. And all of the different agencies that are part of the United Fund here in Warren County do really, really important things throughout the whole county for, you know, just different groups of people. And wanted to talk with you about Family Services of Warren County and kind of highlight what you guys do here in Warren County. So would you mind going through some of those details for us?
Sure. Thank you, Aaron. Actually, Family Services has been around for over 100 years. What started out as an orphanage back in the day, over time, we work to meet the needs of families and individuals and groups in our community. So today we offer mental health individual counseling, drug and alcohol counseling. We also have psychoeducational groups, and we have a drug and alcohol group that runs. We do a group in the jail currently as well. And we've recently added a couple more programs. We actually have an art therapist that's working in the school district and a social worker at the career center. But as far as what the United Fund really means to us is, with the insurance reimbursements not really increasing, and people have really large deductibles, there are a lot of working class people in our community that really need mental health care. They need therapy, they need support for their families, but they might have a deductible of $3,000 or $5,000. And so, you know, coming in and saying, hey, I have three children, two need to come see you. I actually have a copay too of $40 a piece. We're able to meet with them and look at what we can do to make it affordable for them. And there are some people, honestly, Aaron, that don't have any insurance at all. And for those people, we obviously try to help them connect up with state insurance if that's an option. But we also work on a sliding fee scale here. We do charity care. So if there's a large event, like there's a house fire, or some traumatic event in the community, we actually try to respond to that, going on site if asked to provide support in that way. So if it wasn't for the United Funds, we wouldn't be able to keep our doors open, to be quite honest with you. We wouldn't be able to meet those needs in the way that we are. We're just so thankful.
You know, you bring up a really great point when you mentioned just all of the different things that you do with Family Services of Warren County for just all of the different groups of people throughout all the different things that you could imagine here in Warren County. It really covers just a larger group than, you know, I would have first imagined just thinking about it and, you know, just kind of having an outsider view and understanding of what Family Services of Warren County is. You know, it really doesn't grasp how many people are affected by what you guys do and, you know, are able to benefit from what you guys do. And that's one of the things that I wanted to kind of talk about here, because you guys are just one of the organizations that is part of the United Fund here that benefits from the United Fund. And I'm also being joined today by Jennifer Cummings from Northern Pennsylvania Regional College. And so with that being said, you are also one of the groups here that benefits from the United Fund campaign as well, right?
actually, the college itself does not. However, the students that we have that go to our college absolutely 100% are touched by the United Fund, especially those that live in Warren County every day in some capacity.
Okay, that's a really good point there. So, you know, with that being said, I was kind of wondering, you know, would you mind going through, you know, some of the ways that you know of students that have taken part in some of the programs that are involved with that? Because with people that are, you know, enrolled and taking part in the Northern Pennsylvania Regional College, I understand that, you know, through some of the educational courses that you do, you're able to put students, you know, in the community with different organizations and different groups that they work with. So I'm wondering, you know, are you able to connect students, you know, through some of those organizations through the college?
One of the unique things about the Northern Pennsylvania Regional College is that we take a very personalized look at the students that we serve, and we help them overcome their barriers to an education. So oftentimes their barriers to their education could be childcare, could be funds to pay a bill, things like that. And it's the agencies that are supported by the United Fund that we refer our students to. Our community as a whole is what makes us strong. And as a college, we believe it's recognizing those support systems we innately have here in our community that oftentimes are just overlooked because we drive past the why every day, but we don't recognize how it can actually help beyond just being a gym. And we see, you know, and hear of caring for life, that family who has a child who's very ill, but they don't have nowhere to turn. And that agency, Caring for Life, is one that reaches out and helps them live through that trauma. And those are the students that we serve. Our students oftentimes come to us, you know, with trauma or with experiences. And so that's where it becomes very important for us as an entity that serves not only nine counties, but, you know, Warren being the Warren County area being one of them and where our administrative center is, it's very important for us to be knowledgeable and help connect our students to those resources.
You bring up a really good point there when you mentioned that, you know, there are just a lot of different agencies that are connected through this United Fund, and they can all help people in a variety of different ways. And Lacey, I wanted to kind of ask you this question because I've kind of been curious thinking about, you know, all these different agencies and how they can help people. You know, I understand that you guys have raised the goal, like we mentioned, up to $700,000 this year, another $10,000 from last year. So what I wanted to ask in relation to this, you know, a lot of these agencies are dealing with inflation and the issues that are surrounding that and, you know, price increases in just their own respective industries that they have to deal with. So is this a situation where a lot of the agencies that you deal with are, you know, facing shortfalls or, you know, needed increases in their funding?
Well, yeah, that's basically the reason why we increased the goal so much this year. I mean, typically in the past, the United Fund has been known to increase it from $5,000 from one year to another. And at our board meeting this year, when we were discussing what the goal was going to be for 2022, we have several members who sit on the board who are also part of the allocations committee who meets with each of the agencies every year and listens to what the current needs are and situations are in each of those agencies. And it was just a recurring theme this year that inflation was really cutting into their budgets, whether it was buying supplies for their buildings, whether it was needing to give increases in pay because of the inflation that people are seeing when they're going and, you know, spending their own money on groceries or whatever. They needed to be competitive in pay with their employees to, you know, keep and retain the best in the area. So as a board, they just didn't feel like $5,000 was going to be enough this year. So it went up $10,000 to $700,000. And you know, we know that with the history of the community and being so generous and supportive in the past, that we think that the community will get behind us and trust us with this decision and continue to give in situations. I think that some people will be able to give a little bit more than what they have been in the past to make up that extra $10,000.
You certainly bring a really great point there when you mentioned those needed increases being both in physical costs of items that you have to purchase, but then also in costs of labor and hourly increases that you're seeing to the staffs that have to work at these places and the people that are going to be coming on as new hires to some of these places and, you know, trying to retain people as well. So you bring up really great points with all of those things. Now, what I wanted to go through with this is, you know, can we go through just a list of the agencies that are part of the United Fund? Because I understand at this point, it's a very long list, but, you know, they all play a very vital and different role for all the different groups in Warren County.
Absolutely. It is a growing list. We added two agencies this past year. So we're up to 20 now. And those 20 agencies are Safe Place, the Allegheny Community Center, the American Red Cross, the Barber National Institute Bollinger Campus, the Boy Scouts of America, Caring for Life, the Children's Advocacy Center, Don Mills Achievement Center, Family Services of Warren County, Girl Scouts of Western PA, Hospice of Warren County, the Jefferson DeFries Family Center, New Hope Assistance Dogs, Ruth M. Smith Center, Sheffield Area Hospitality Center, the Salvation Army, Warren Area Student Union, Warren County 4-H, Warren County YMCA, and the Women's Care Center. So when you listen to the list of all 20 agencies, it's a wide range of basic human service needs that are being provided in the community. Some of them are emergency services. Some of them are basic needs that people need met. And we really try to be cognizant of that and making sure that there's a wide range of services that are being touched by the campaign.
Absolutely. You bring up a really great point there as well, that it just covers so many different people and needs throughout Warren County that cover everything from the most rural communities to right here in downtown Warren. And everyone can either benefit or be affected by some of these things that are going on from all these different agencies. And, you know, what I wanted to ask, and when you look at this year compared to years past, as things are starting to lighten up as far as COVID restrictions and regulations go and things like that, have you had an opportunity then, seeing these changes happen, be able to kind of plan any other further fundraising events? Because I understand you kicked it off in a really exciting way with the beginning of this campaign this year. I'm wondering if you have anything else that you have planned throughout the year as the campaign continues.
Yeah, we did. We kicked off with our Nickel Challenge event at the Hickory Street Bridge, and we encouraged everybody in the community to collect their nickels throughout the summer and then see how many we could get collected to go across the entire length of the bridge. And we thought we were going to, like, you know, get just enough, or we would be scraping the bottom of the barrel. And in our measurements, we knew that we would need about $360 to get the whole way across one way. And all of the nickels were collected at the end of the campaign and donated in memory of our longtime board member, Barb Tubbs, who passed away a year ago in November of 2021. And we actually ended up raising $1,100 from that event. So we were able to go back and forth across the bridge several times. We were just really thrilled with the amount of people that showed up and the community who supported us with that. As far as, like, events go for the campaign, we do the kickoff event, and then we do an appreciation luncheon at the end of it. We don't really hold a lot of events throughout the campaign. But that being said, there are quite a few businesses that will hold events at their businesses for their employees who are giving. So, like, Cummins up in Jamestown held several different employee, you know, fun days where they were doing fun stuff, like putting their supervisor in jail for the day or flocking certain people's offices with, like, little blow up flamingos and stuff like that. So each business will create events to make it fun for the employees and encourage them to give. But as far as the United Fund, we're so small, I'm the only employee here. So managing a bunch of different events just doesn't work. We do an opening one and a closing one.
You know, that makes perfect sense. I could completely understand. You know, you have to manage so many different things in this kind of it's just a role that you're in with this. It does make it extremely difficult to try to plan events that are focused around this type of thing. So in relation to that, what I'm kind of curious about then is, what is a great way for people to start making donations to this campaign now? I understand that people can make donations whenever they would like to. There's a website they can go to for it.
Yep, there's several different ways that people can give. We have our website, which is www.unitedfundwarren.org. And up in the top right-hand corner, there's a donate button that people can click and make a donation to the campaign. They can send check donations to our PO box, which is PO Box 844 in Warren, PA. And we also have an account where if people wanted to donate like a stock ownership, which is a tax benefit for people who own stock. A lot of retired people in Warren take advantage of that. We can accept donations that way. And then one of the most common ways that people in Warren give is through payroll deduction, which is offered through employers. There's quite a few employers throughout the county that offer it. Not everybody does. So if it's something that you're interested in, I would encourage people to go to their employers and see if it's something they could get set up through them. It comes directly out of a paycheck. A lot of times people don't even notice that a dollar or $2 is being taken out of their paycheck. But in the end, a dollar or $2 every pay really makes a difference at the United Fund in reaching our campaign goal.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad that you were able to highlight those things, because there are just a bunch of different ways that people can get involved in this. And it really does benefit just a ton of different programs throughout the entire community. And with that being said, I wanted to ask both Kim and Jennifer if there was a particular program that you thought, you know, from that came from the funding from this United Fund campaign that you thought would be, you know, the most important one for you.
You know, I think the one thing I would add is when you look at the 20 nonprofits, it's everywhere from children. You know, the Children's Advocacy Center being added this year is near and dear to my heart. And for those of you, you know, that are listening that don't know what the Children's Advocacy Center does, you know, the fact that there's a safe place for children that have gone through alleged abuse to just tell their story one time and not have to tell it to 5, 6, 8 people and be re-traumatized. And they're specially trained. It is such a special place where kids can really feel safe after having some horrendous, awful things happen to them. So you have that. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you go from children, you go all the way through Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and then you go to hospice. And as a person who, being in my middle age, you know, I'm touched with having still children at home and then aging parents, right? And so if we look at that, I mean, I don't know any of us that haven't been touched by something that is offered by those 20 agencies. And if you haven't, you probably just haven't really thought about it, because you're probably one step away. Because at any one time, I think any of us really are going to be in need of one of those 20 agencies. And we're just really fortunate. I did want to add, I know you didn't ask me this, but this is a really interesting, being in Warren County, Lacey's, what donations happen, having Lacey as a director comes out of a different fund. So 100% of the monies that are donated to go right back out into your local community. I think that's fabulous that Lacey works hard all year round, but that money comes from a different funding source, which is not the donations, right? So a lot of times you'll see like the United Way, which is different than the United Fund. There's a lot of fees and, you know, you have to pay for that administrative cost. So Warren County is really, really fortunate to have the United Fund.
I agree. I think that that's a really good point that you bring there. And when people are going to donate, it does help make a difference that they can understand that all that money is staying local, remaining local with all these agencies here. And it also helps that they know that all their money is directly going into those agencies, not just going to pay for some fee for something or, you know, something along those lines. Now, Jennifer, I was wondering if you had any things that you liked out of the programs available.
Well, of course I have opinions. Anybody that knows me knows that a Cummings has an opinion, friends. But especially you had that Tutmeyer on the end and you got a whole slew of them. But that being said, listen, you know, I'm many things. I'm a professional. I'm a sister. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. And like Kim said, these entities that are supported by the United Fund cover every part of life from the start to the end. But I can speak specifically towards, for me as a mom, I look at my kids and I'm like, how are my kids served here? You know, the USO is one of those entities, right? And I am the mom of a proud mom of a child who's in the military serving our nation. And I am also the mom of children who have been, were touched very intimately last year with loss of very close friends by suicide. So the entities on here who serve the children in our community, who give them outlets and places to go. WASU is on there. That's where our students can go after school and not be home alone, but be with their friends and with peers and mentors. That mental health is extremely important. The YMCA, 4-H, you know, our students have went through a lot in the last couple of years with this pandemic, and these entities in our town are that support system to help them. So they're not sitting at home alone, not stuck in their own thoughts. So getting them engaged, and we have to support these entities, these organizations that support our children. The Girl Scouts, Jefferson DeFries, you know, New Hope Dog Assistance, you know, Boy Scouts, all of those. And for me, you know, I've had the opportunity to form a relationship with an amazing woman by the name of Lori McNeil, who caring for life is a huge part of who she is. And she's a former chair of the United Fund, one of the most philanthropic people I've ever met. And when I found out about that organization, where they supply support, volunteers who support the family who are dealing with children who are critically ill. And then I had an opportunity to be one of those families, or very close to that, with a tragedy with one of my own children. And I realized, I wasn't in need of that service, but I understood intimately what that service did in the peace of mind and that support provided to the families. So, you know, I have another colleague whose mom has dementia, and, you know, at some point I'm looking here, and in hospice is an inevitable component of things. And I have a friend who's volunteering there now, and she's finding so much fulfillment. So these aren't just entities where you give your money and it goes off. It stays in your community, and it's impacting your family, your neighbors, your friends, the people who teach your children, who bag your groceries at Walmart. These organizations that United Fund supports are touching you every single day in the county of Warren, whether you recognize it directly or not. And that's why it's so important. We all want to give our money, but we say we want to see the results. The United Fund is the number one way to do that in Warren County.
Absolutely. Jennifer, you put it in a really beautiful manner when you explain it that way, because it really is just amazing to try to understand all of the different ways in which you can be impacted by this. And, you know, you've just kind of demonstrated a ton of different ways in which I think everyone listening here could be impacted by the different programs that are available through the United Fund. And what I wanted to ask in relation to this then is, what would be the website that you would recommend for people to go to, for people to get more information about the United Fund and to maybe see, you know, just go through some of the agencies that we've listed already and see the details?
So to get more information about the United Fund campaign, people can visit www.unitedfundwarren.org. There's a complete listing of all agencies that are supported through the annual Torchlight campaign there. And if anybody is willing to donate to it to help us reach the goal, there's a donate button that you can click on, and it takes you right to the donate page. And it's super easy. We're a 501c3, so your donation is tax deductible. And any support that people are willing to give us, we would appreciate.
In fact, Lacey, this is Jen. For those of you listening and you can't see my face as I'm leaning into the computer, staring into your soul. And I challenge you, residents of Warren County and anyone that can hear me, $1. If everybody listening donated $1, we would have amazing outcomes. What about two? If you have hundreds of dollars, please bring your hundreds of dollars. We'll take thousands of dollars. We'll even take a million. Anybody sitting out there with a million? Maybe. But you, as an individual, can impact your community with a dollar or $5. Just click the button, www.unitedfundwarren.org, and click that donate button, and then challenge your friends. Post it on social media. Tag us on Facebook. and challenge your friends to donate a dollar. That's how we'll do this community. It's not just one of us. It's not just two of us. It's all of us together. That's what a rural community is about, bonding together and being strong. Let's do it. Let's make Lacey's job easy, you guys. Let's make Kim and I's job as the co-chairs. And let's just hit that by the end of December, we'll be done with this. So we don't have to stand outside in the cold. Come on, we can do it. Let's go.
Seriously, the United Fund is the glue that holds a lot of this community together with these great organizations and the amazing work that they're able to do. And, you know, I'm really glad that you guys were all able to join me today to be able to discuss this stuff, because it's so important and it impacts so many people here in the community.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Thanks so much, Aaron. It was great. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.